Systematic analysis. Given the best available analysis of a root cause, one or more PIPs to address it are undertaken to enable systematic change. Systematic analysis begins after this step and is analogous to the study step in the PDSA cycle. An important prerequisite may be to conduct a pilot test in one area of the facility during the doing phase so that there will be results to study. In this way, the facility is less likely to suffer unintended consequences during wider rollout of the project. It is important to conduct systematic analysis, even after a project is completed. Completed projects are assessed against their outcome measures. As such, it is important to distinguish between ineffective and effective projects so that future projects can adopt lessons learned. Behavioral interventions represent an important type of systematic analysis that should be conducted prior to initiating systemic action. Behavioral interventions. IPC processes in healthcare institutions are often reliant on HCP compliance with behavioral recommendations. How could it be possible that with widespread understanding among HCP regarding the means of transmission of HAIs, there is extensive failure to practice effective HH in hospitals and nursing homes? Programs to influence the human element in IPC must be strategically planned, with reference to relevant behavioral science theories. That is, at the very least, the planner should articulate what it is they want people, the target group, to do. For example, this could be, by the end of the next 6 months, 80% of the healthcare facilities, HCP working in general resident areas will be following HH best practice all or almost all of the time. With a behavioral objective as a starting point, IPs can then work backward to analyze all the factors that must be addressed for that behavior to take place in the target group. This can include predisposing factors, those that motivate people to make a change, enabling factors, ability to change in terms of skills, capacity, and needed resources, and reinforcing factors, those that occur after the desired behavior is initiated and help determine whether it will continue into the future. Example HH goals might include predisposing factor. HCP will know the consequences of exposure to common HAIs. Enabling factor. Because HCP can interact with residents in a variety of locations, they should regularly receive pocket-sized bottles of hand sanitizer, so they can easily perform hand hygiene before and after resident contact. HCP in clinical areas have easy access to sinks with liquid antimicrobial soap and water and / or alcohol-based hand rub, IBHR, dispensers. Reinforcing factor. HCP are rewarded when observed performing HH coming out of a resident room. Some of the factors will be self-evident from tried and true clinical practice. Other factors are established only after a thorough research effort. It is easy to find examples of conventional wisdom that have turned out to be wrong. Nevertheless, thoughtful and resourceful IPs can sometimes solve problems without reference to sophisticated theories or a rigorous clinical trial and error evaluation. Courageous leaders in IPC will ask hard questions to be sure that what passes for routine practice is ultimately evidence-based, not just a matter of tradition and convenience. Discussions of common behavioral theories, such as the health belief model, social cognitive theory, the trans-theoretical model, stage theory, or positive deviance can be found in APIC text, CH5, Infection Prevention and Behavioral Interventions. Here we present some general principles found in such theories. Include representatives of the target group in planning. Not only does this promote ownership and responsibility, but it can also provide insight into what might be a more effective educational strategy. If the target group has a lot of cultural diversity, it will be important to secure planning input from groups not in the cultural mainstream of the target group. Repetition of concepts over time and with various instructional or communication tools enhances learning. Employing active learning strategies as much as possible, instead of relying on the passive, one-way dissemination of information. Encouraging and recognizing mastery enhances the importance of learning because learners need to know that they understand, are meeting expectations, and have strengthened their competency. Multisensory learning is more effective. When developing strategies for instruction and communication, the IP should try to incorporate as many senses as possible, including the visual and auditory, as well as the senses of taste, touch, and smell when appropriate. Systemic action. Experience has shown that certain types of corrective actions are more effective than others at producing positive outcomes. The VA National Center for Patient Safety has created a hierarchy of actions that classifies actions as weak, intermediate, and strong, as paraphrased in Exhibit 3-31. Exhibit 3-31. VA Hierarchy of Actions. Weak actions reinforce current processes and require HCP to remember their training and recall the policy manual. Note how training/education and double checks, for example, asking HCP to be more careful, are weak actions. Often, training is based on the incorrect assumption that a lack of knowledge contributed to an event and the belief that providing additional knowledge will prevent recurrence. But these are not necessarily the root causes of the problem. Intermediate actions depend in part on HCP knowing what to do, but they differ from weak actions in that they provide memory aids or communication clarification tools. Strong actions don't depend on HCP remembering anything but instead involve modifying the process or the environment. Some strong actions, like adding a grab bar to a shower, will mitigate some but not all risk. Other strong actions, such as implementing an EHR with mandatory fields, will feature a hard stop. The overarching process will be halted until that step is completed,